Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I know what you're thinking. You're excited. I know you are. Because it's Black History Month. Yes! Whoa! I know, boy. I can expect you guys to just blow up the phones. You're going to be sending me notes. Kevin, yay! You've been anxiously awaiting this all year. It's like Christmas for white people, right? You're excited. This is the month where black people get to put white people on edge. You may think about the history of your people and what you've done to be oppressive, you white folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. Leftist blacks love this month because, boy, do they get to give a history to you white people. Because you don't know how oppressive you've been. You don't know how bad you are. You colonializers. No, you don't know. And by the way, black people are going to get such a, we're going to drink from the water, from the fire hose of black achievement. Yeah, we're going to learn all about the great things. No, we're not. We're not going to get taught that. We're not going to get taught how great America is. We're not going to celebrate the greatness of a country who took a race of people who were treated like cattle and allowed one of them to rise to actually lead the country. Well, he was half black, but still. We count him. And of course, we got Sister Girl as a VP, and she's going to be president. She'll be the first president, a woman president. Black. Okay, half black, but still. She's going to be the first black president. Kamala Harris, when Joe Biden bows out. But we can't celebrate that because there's too much oppression and there's too much racism. There's too many people out there. That Tea Party racist, he's still out there. He's probably hanging with the Sasquatch at a unicorn's cocktail party. Yeah, that's where he is. Black History Month. You really want me to go into this? Because I'm offended. I'm offended by it. I'm offended by it on behalf of the nation. I'm offended by it on behalf of white people, even though y'all can take care of yourselves. You crackers do a good job of taking care of yourselves. Got to put that in there because, you know, I can get away with it. The FCC is not going to even care that I just called a bunch of white people crackers. See, you don't even care, white folks. I won't get any hate mail for Kevin. You know what I'll get? Kevin, you cracked me up when you called us crackers. See, I even said cracked me up and y'all still didn't get it. And you don't even have a month. How do you people do it? How do white, please, somebody call me. I want to know from a white perspective. I can't get into your heads. Tell me, how do you overcome all the things that are said about you? Is it because you just focus on success? Is it because you can't be cajoled into thinking about stupid stuff and taken off track by somebody that wants to make you feel like you're a victim? Is it for that reason, white people, please, somebody explain it to a brother. Don't put it in a book because you know I ain't going to read it. Black History Month. Goodness gracious. I'm going to talk about black women in a little bit. Y'all don't want to stick around for that. Black leftist women. See, black women, conservative women. I'm talking about that black woman from the 1960s back. That woman was amazing. Oh my goodness. My grandmother is from that ilk. Oh, she was a Democrat, but she didn't realize she wasn't. But she was a Kennedy Democrat. That was different. She was a conservative through and through to her core. She was conservative. Put that back. Don't you take that. You know, you go apologize. She was one of those. You know, she'd give you a butt whooping in public and dare somebody to say something. If you acted up, you wait till you get home. It wasn't a wait till you get home. Disciplinarian, and be respectful, but loving. Loving and caring. And funny. So many qualities of my grandmother and my wife. I'm telling you. So many qualities. just beautiful, loving people. Oh, they got their faults. Absolutely. But loving, quality people, always wanting to teach. And even in discipline, you still felt love. You knew that it was a part of something you did. You know, it wasn't like my grandmother. I only got one whooping that I didn't deserve. I'll never forget it because my brother, he deserved his. But when I got the whooping for that, that was the one I remembered. I remember we were in Hay Street where I live. I was 5 years old, 6 years old. Okay, seven. I'm pulling E.G. and Carol on you. I don't remember the year, but it was traumatic. Oh, my goodness. Now, I remember I was six, and it was pathetic that I got that whoop. My brother did it, and when my grandmother looked up, it looked like I was part of it, and I was like, I didn't do anything. Y'all get here. And she whooped my brother, like, hey! And I'd sit there whooping like, I ain't crying. Anyway, different set of women back then. These women took care of their kids. They took care of their family. They knew the meaning of family. They knew that my grandfather he hardly ever raised his voice. My grandmother was a disciplinarian, but when it was time to do the big stuff, my grandmother would put us over to my grandpa. She didn't have to say anything. He would just, y'all are going to crack up. When we knew we were going to get disciplined by my grandfather, he would turn his ring around and come slap you upside the head. It still cracks me up to this day. If you can see him when he put that hand up and turn the ring around, you're about to get hit in the head. I could have him arrested today. But I laugh at that stuff because it was so endearing. You know, I knew I had raised it to the level of Daddy Ernest stepping in, and then I was going to get the ring. It's amazing I even wear a ring today because that dude would pop us in the head. But my grandfather probably popped me in the head 3 times in my life. That's the level that I rose to, where my grandmother just was like, I'm done with you. Oh, man, those are some fond memories. But my grandfather knew his role. He stepped up when he had to. But my grandmother was there, and she was all woman. She was a strong woman, too. Very strong woman. And most of us black folks, we have that person in our lives that we remember from those days. Let me tell you, that's disappearing, and that's sad. That we got a bunch of rogues out there that don't know how to behave. They've never had anybody that was like that in their lives. That's a powder keg in America waiting to explode.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card, and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past. But God put me on a mission, and many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events, Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
All right, folks. Black History Month, you're very fortunate to be listening to my show right now. I could absolutely demand some reparations just because you are tuning in, but I won't. On a serious note, I do appreciate those who support the program. Oh, you got to go to the store. Shop.thekevinjacksonnetwork.com. Look at the merch. We got Trump tennis shoes. They are awesome. I got the first pair. They're going to be limited edition, so I'm going to tell you, they're going to be better. They're going to be worth more than Jordans. You know, I don't know when, but at the apocalypse. But at some point, they're going to be worth more than Jordans because they're limited edition. I don't make a bunch of them like Nike. I'm only going to have a limited number, but I'm telling you, they are so cool. And if you want to do a tribute to Trump, get those shoes. But we got tons of stuff. When we put the store together, what Terry told me was, he says, Kevin, we got to have more than one product. You know, you got to have 50, you know, so go look. You'll see what I'm talking about. It is a full-blown store, and now we just got to expand our social media footprint. So it's up to you to get it out there, get something, and then push it out to other people. And for those of you who are Backstage Club, you're going to be getting a certificate that will let you get something from the store. I don't know what the details will be, but you'll see it. You'll get something from the store. discounted or for free, some, depending on the limit. But there's tons of stuff. And it's cool, unique. You can't find it in anybody else's store. That's what I love about what we're doing. Anyway, I do want to move on because it is Black History Month. Well, you know what? It's Black History Month. I can indulge myself. I don't know what y'all complaining about out there. But I do want to talk about Harvard, the university that had a black graduation, an all-black graduation, Harvard. I wonder if the Dolezals of the world made it to that particular graduation. What a stupid thing. You go to Harvard, and then you go, no, I don't want to graduate with those white kids, you know, that have the high scores. I want to graduate with the black kids. What, the affirmative action kids? Because that's what everybody's thinking. You know what I want to graduate with? The top students, everybody. I want people to know when Kevin got Harvard magna cum laude, it wasn't just black folks. He beat everybody, including the white people. My oldest son graduated from Wharton magna cum laude. You think he would have gone to an all-black graduation, or do you think he wanted to know people to know, no, I graduated magna cum laude, and I beat everybody? I think you know the answer. Harvard, the black... I'm going to talk about black women because I'm telling you, you want a cancer in your life, get a black leftist woman. That is a cancer. Harvard, they get this black leftist woman. She takes the university. I mean, they lost money. Many people are now, we're not donating, a lot of the Jewish people, because they've shown, they've proven they're anti-Semitic. They've proven that they're not about excellence, Ivy League anymore. It's about DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion. So she loses a lot of money. Then what do they find out? She's not even qualified. She's plagiarizing people to get in. Her academic credentials are that of your next Uber driver from Uzbekistan, from the countryside. And I'm sorry to do a disservice to the, you know, countryside Uber driver from Uzbekistan, because he very well could be a PhD in something, a real one. We have watered down all the stuff that makes us better. We've watered down meritocracy. It doesn't mean anything to be good at something when you can be promoted up through the ranks. When you see a black woman in head of, at the head of something, I'm going to speak for you. You don't go, yeah, she earned it. I'm going to tell you what you think. You go, well, affirmative action. One of my friends, he's CEO of a Fortune 50 company, and we joke all the time that there have been more men that have walked on the moon than black people who have been head of a Fortune 50 company. More men have walked on the moon. But see, that wouldn't have been the case if we hadn't gotten caught up in all this black history nonsense. You know, we got a black this and black that and black this, and we all oppressed and move, and Martin Luther King free at last, no justice, no peace. What do you want? You want me to see Negro spiritual? What do you want me to do now? Next, huh? These people are nothing but a walking minstrel show, but they want to make people believe that I'm a sellout because I dare tell the truth. Harvard's diversity chief now, Sherry Ann Charleston, got hit with 40 plagiarism allegations following the other black woman, the leftist, Claudine Gay, and her scandal. An anonymous report was received by... It sounds like you're Joe Biden. An anonymous report was received. anyway, they said that Sherry Ann Charleston had committed plagiarism in at least 40 instances dated back to 2009, before her tenure at Harvard. The accusations involve her failure to appropriately credit other academics in her work and omitting necessary references and footnotes. Now, this is what they call, that when we write papers, white papers and things like that, they say it has to pass collegiate rigor. And I'm bad about it because I don't write those kind of papers. I write opinion pieces. And I try to not use that stuff because I don't want to have to reference it. But you know what we do now? Whenever we put our notes together for the show or anything else, we always now put the link. Because sometimes we would just grab a piece of the article and do it, and I would forget, are these my words or their words? And I plagiarized, but you know, and I'll freely admit it, but I'm not trying to do it. I just don't give affirmation because I'm doing radio. It's moving fast. I'm reading an article. So now I tell you, reading this, from this, do that. But in the notes, we have all the stuff. So people can listen to the program and go, okay, well, Kevin was talking about this, and it references this person's article. And you'll hear me say, this is John Nolte from so-and-so, or whatever, from time to time. But for the most part, it's opinion. I'm just giving you my opinion about whatever news that's come out. But these are people that they're supposed to pass academic rigor. They're supposed to note, I got this information from this person. You can get a thought from somebody and then run with it. But when you take their words and use it, you got to give them, you know, some sort of note that this is where I got it. But they don't do that because they want you to think they're brilliant. I tell you all the time, I'm a smart guy. I am. And there are certain things in life I will happily tell you I am brilliant. But there's a lot of stuff I'm dumb at. And when I'm referencing somebody, you know, using their words, I have no problem telling you. I'll say, you know, I was reading this guy's work and it did. Here's where I went off on my own little tangent. But this guy gave me the thought thread. That's what you guys do. You'll write to me. You'll say, Kevin, you know, what are your thoughts on Langford? And I got to look it up. And then I'll go, oh, yeah. And then I'll give you my thoughts on it. But you may know more. In many cases, you do, especially when it comes to foreign policy and things like that. That's not my wheelhouse. History. One of my producers, Dave is a history buff, man. Don't try to compete with Dave in history. Anyway, this Sherry Ann Charleston, they said her 2009 dissertation at the University of Michigan may have included uncredited quotes and paraphrases from about a dozen scholars. And they contend that she claimed ownership of a research project that her husband, LeVar Charleston, who is currently the deputy vice chancellor for diversity and inclusion at the University of Wisconsin, authored in 2012. She's just going around stealing work. I think these people are pathetic, honestly. We'll be back talking about black leftist women.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. After a Boeing 737 MAX door blew off early into a flight earlier this month, the FAA has been investigating the company to ensure planes are safe for flight. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre with reporters on Wednesday.
What we want to make sure, and what FAA wants to make sure, and it is their top priority.
There were no injuries during the initial blowout, but the entire 737 MAX 9 fleet was grounded pending investigations. 12 suspects were arrested by federal law enforcement officials in a major international drug bust dubbed Operation Dead Hand. United States Attorney Martin Estrada providing details about how the fugitives were able to smuggle drugs through the U.S. and Canada.
Underscores that drug trafficking is a global problem, not a local one.
The bust was carried out through a joint operation by the FBI, Los Angeles Police Department, and other law enforcement agencies. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I'm going to say something that people will take as controversial, but it's not controversial at all. It can be backed up with practically any common sense. Go look in the news, go look around the country, and you'll see what I'm about to tell you. If you put a black leftist woman in charge of anything, it'll fail. These women don't earn anything. They get stuff handed to them. And because of that and their attitudes, you are destined for failure. It's that simple. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Now, there are going to be sisters out there going, oh, you just don't like black. No, no, no. Black conservative women can run anything. They can compete with anybody out there. They are sharp. They have it down. And even the so-called leftist black women who actually run their lives with conservative principle, those black women can be successful. But if you have any leftist-leaning tendencies and you are a black woman, no, people should steer away from you like you have the plague and you're on fire. As I said, I'm not going to mince words here. Women don't like to work with women in general because women tend to have a chip on their shoulder. They got to prove something. So that's just across the board. That includes all races of women. And it includes all types. But if you want to be successful with a woman in charge, the one thing she needs to be is conservative. She needs to have something that, you know, that reverts back to faith, family, country, God, whatever. And the understanding that her role in civilization is much more powerful than a man. When a woman recognizes that she is the most powerful being on the planet, I don't care how strong men get, that woman is stronger. That's why I love that brand of feminism. But this brand of feminism that promotes the weakest and the ones who whine the most, etc., those are the ones in nature who get killed. They're the ones who get ostracized from the pride because they don't have anything to bring to the party. Watch a group of pride of lions, you know, when the women are in charge of it. They're in charge of it. Oh, the males protect them, but the women can protect them too. And they stick together. They work together as a unit. They do all the right things. This is not what feminists do. Feminists are dividers. They separate. And the worst of them are black feminists. Oh, I know. Nobody wants to tell you that because they're afraid. Oh, if I say that, Kevin will up. Well, you think it. You want some examples? I give you Letitia James. I give you Fannie Willis. I give you Cori Bush, who we'll be talking about today. I give you Michelle Obama. Michelle Obama should be president. For what? What has she done to earn the presidency? What has she done to earn the level of accolade that she gets? She's lauded. For what? being the wife of one of the worst presidents in American history? How sick are we as a culture when we want to reward this stuff? We reward bad behavior. We reward people who suck at their jobs. And, what do you want? Do you want to be the belle of the ball at the next cocktail party? Well, that Michelle Obama, she's amazing. And, gosh, she's just so poised and she's this and that. Barack Obama, he's so eloquent. And you know what? You're just playing the game. You want to play that game? Play it. But I'm not playing it with you. I'm going to tell you what it is. I'm looking at Cori Bush is taking money. I need protection. Here, we have the clip.
I'm going to make sure I have security because I know I have had attempts on my life and I have too much work to do. There are too many people that need help right now for me to allow that. So if I end up spending $200,000, if I spend $10 more dollars on it, you know what? I get to be here to do the work. So suck it up, and defunding the police has to happen. We need to defund the police and put that money into social safety nets.
I don't know about you folks, but I'm not making excuses. I'm not pulling any punches. I'm going to tell you the way that it is. We have a guy who was speaking on Fannie Willis, and we'll get back to Cori Bush, because she's just another one of these snakes. Look at Maxine Waters. Look at members of the Congressional Black Circus Clown, the Sheila Jackson Lees of the world, people like that. And ask yourself, are these the people you want raising your children? Are these the people you want to be in business with? Are these the people you would put in charge of yourself? Would you let them run your company? Would you want to be friends with them? Anything. Give me something. And look at this woman's attitude. Her attitude is, I have that protection. People trying to get. Nobody's trying to get her. There's no white conservative Republican conspiracy to go get Cori Bush. Unbelievable what these people just always, oh, it's me. Woe is me. I need it. I have to have all this money. But before we get back to her, I want to play this clip. There was a guy who made a comment about Fannie Willis, and I think it's applicable.
All this evidence between the initial court filings from last Tuesday, as well as these new documents which have been brought to light, well, they have sparked an actual congressional investigation into this whole matter. Specifically, Congressman Jim Jordan, acting in his official capacity as the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, well, he launched an official probe into Mr. Nathan Wade. Here was what he wrote in a letter to Mr. Nathan Wade announcing the investigation. Quote, according to a recent court filing, you have been paid more than $650,000 at a rate of $250 per hour to serve as an attorney counsel and later a special assistant district attorney in the unprecedented investigation and prosecution of the former president and other former federal officials. This filing also alleges that while receiving a substantial amount of money from Fulton County, you spent extravagantly on lavish vacations with your boss, Ms. Willis. The letter then throws a bit of a curveball. It goes on to say that the House Judiciary Committee, they have in their possession evidence of federal funds potentially being used to finance the state-level case. Quote, the committee has information that the FCDAO, which is the Fulton County District Attorney's Office, received approximately $14.6 million in grant funds from the Department of Justice between 2020 and 2023, and given the enormous legal fees you have billed to the FCDAO, there are open questions about whether federal funds were used by the FCDAO to finance your prosecution. Now, this development obviously is rather wild, because depending on what this investigation of theirs actually yields, well, we might learn that this massive amount of money that was given to Mr. Nathan Wade was not coming only from Fulton County taxpayers, but rather from the Department of Justice at the federal level, meaning, in practical terms, it would be all of our tax dollars sending Ms. Fannie Willis on all these lavish vacations. Now, in his letter, Mr. Jim Jordan, he set a deadline of January 26th for Mr. Nathan Wade to provide Congress with the relevant documents in this particular case.
So let me just break it down for you. These silly Negroes that are part of Margaret Sanger's The Negro Project, where a handful of them get some power, and then they then are supposed to make sure that all the other Negroes stay in check. This is who they are. These are the people that get power, and then what do? They dole it out to a small few, and they've been given a task. The elites have given them a task. In this case, it's make sure that your brothers and sisters do what we tell you. And oh, by the way, we're going to get that white guy that can actually liberate you, that can actually make you think differently and free yourself. That's what we're going to do. That's what these people are about. The Fannie Willises, the Cori Bushes, the Letitia James, the Michelle Obamas. Any of those women that I've named, do you think they actually have America's best interests at heart? Or are they the ethnocentric races that you've heard me talk about? Well, I know the answer, and I believe you know it too. But let's go back to Cori Bush, because just like Fannie Willis, she's giving her boyfriend the hookup. And I see why these black boys, I don't call them men, why these black boys like these politically powerful black women, because these male hyenas know that's where the money is. They're the Steadmans to Oprah. They're happy to play second fiddle. They wouldn't know alpha dog if one bit them in the crotch. They are not even bred for it. They're bred for subservience, for letting people dictate to them. And it's the easy way. It isn't like the guy that has to go out there and till the soil and plant the seed and harvest the crop. These people take the easy way. Let her do it. It's the same thing that happened in the 1960s when the government took the man out of the house and a woman had to provide for herself. And they built these so-called strong black feminist women, which they started out right. These are the women that ran the household. They had to become the father as well as the mother. But then government slipped in and took over. And then what happened is the black man stopped taking responsibility. He stopped understanding his role as a male member, as a father, as a spouse, a loving, doting spouse. And this is where we end up. We got these female hyenas that run on the savannah and they make everybody, they scare everybody until the male lion shows up and says, what's been going on since I left? And he lets them know this is who really rules the roost. And this is, I'm just telling you, look, I'm going to tell you, there isn't enough money in the world for me to Ted Danson Whoopi. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to become Whoopi's boy just because she's got some money. In case you missed the reference. But I understand how these weaker dudes might want to make the ultimate sacrifice with some of these hyenas on the left. It pays well.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized
neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Talking about black leftist women. If you hire one, if you have one as a friend, whatever. Let me tell you, you have a poison in your life. You have a cancer developing. Look at them in academia. Look at them in Congress. Look at them anywhere. Black leftist women. Entitled. And wondering why successful black men don't want them. But mad at other women for being with successful black men when they have no qualities that would lend themselves for somebody to say, I want to be with that. Attitude. The one thing I tell people in life that you have to be concerned about is your attitude. People will judge you about your attitude. It's a difference between success and failure in almost everything you do. I don't care how brilliant you are, how talented you are. The person with the right attitude is the one that people want to be around. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to. I'm a little charged up today because I'm just sick of people not wanting to state the obvious. Kevin, I can't say that. Yeah, well, okay, fine. You don't have to say it. I'll say it for you. black leftist women, the affirmative action crowd, the Fannie Willises, the Michelle Obamas, the Maxine Waters, the Sheila Jackson Lee. To name one of them that you want to go, oh, Kevin, I would love to hang out with this person. I would love to have them babysit my kids. I would love to go to vacation with them. These are the people that you think vegans are bad. Wait till get a black one. You see the way that waitress talked to us? You see the way she looked at us? You see? I see it. One time I walked into a place, no lie. Friend of mine, white woman, we were at a conference and neither one of us made a, you know, we didn't have dinner plan. She's like, what are you doing for dinner? I was like, well, let's go. You know, we'll go. Because we were just, we knew each other. We was like, let's go chit chat. So we go to this, like a restaurant. And I'm not kidding you. We walk in, we're having a conversation, and these two black women are there, and they obviously think we're together. We weren't doing anything to be together. We just, we're having a conversation. I opened the door, walked in, and she's still talking to me because she was asking me about how do you, you know, how she could improve her speaking gigs and things like that. And I swear, nothing did look like we were a couple, other than, you know, we're, you know, two well-dressed people. And, these two black women looked over like, and it was during a CPAC, so it was in the D.C. area. They could have killed us with their looks, and all we were friends. I'm not lying. I will never forget that. And I looked at them like, y'all must be, I see the problem with black women. It's unbelievable. Leftist women, I want to be very clear. We're talking about Fannie Willis. We're talking about Cori Bush. Cori Bush is in the same situation now that we have with Fannie Willis. Giving money to her boyfriend. Yeah, paid her boyfriend to work as her security guard. And he made, what, hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Sources have confirmed to Fox News that far-left Democrat squad member Cori Bush of Missouri is now under federal investigation for misusing federal security money. Bush has spent more than $750,000 on private security since she was elected in 2020. Now, remember, these are the same people who defunded the police, but then had to have private security. A watchdog has also demanded that the Federal Election Committee investigate $62,000 of that money that Bush paid to her now husband. He was her boyfriend back then. She hired him to be a security guard from her campaign account. You may remember Congresswoman Bush, one of the big proponents of defunding the police in 2020. I mention it again because look how much she spent to make sure she certainly didn't defund her protection.
So, protection for me, but not for thee. Defund the police. Because, think about this. She is taking protection away from the people who need it the most. Black folks in black neighborhoods being killed by who? Anybody? Anybody? Donald Trump. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, no, killed by other black folks, as you already know. She says, I don't need the police for them. Y'all, defund the police. They're messing with the people in the black community. But everywhere she goes, the dude that she's with, that male hyena, that eunuch, he's with her, taking that money. These people are pathetic. You know what you're going to find? If you investigate further, you will find out he was buying her trips with the money that she was supplying him. Your money was paying for their lifestyle, for them to do exactly what Fannie and her boyfriend did. And you know what? None of this would even see the light of day if it weren't for the fact that we still have some small tentacles in the government. But how much are we going to be able to know if these people get their way? If the Democrats run things, how much of this do you think would ever leak out? By the way, do you remember the district attorney for Cleveland, the one who prosecuted for Freddie Gray? Yeah, I think it was Freddie Gray is his name. The one that went to Florida and used TIP funds or something. Maybe it was PPP funds to buy houses in Florida. Remember that black chick? It's insane. I'm telling you, these black leftist women, they have got a license to steal and they're taking it. And the only way you're finding out about this stuff is because They take it too far. And this, in the case of Fannie Willis, I'll get Donald Trump for you. And then you find out, uh-oh, Letitia James. They found out she's doing the same thing. She inflated values of homes and things like that. You think she's going to take herself down? These people are crooked, crooks to their rotten core. Defund the police. Don't make it safe for black folks, but, yeah. In the era of Biden, folks, there's plenty of money flowing. Plenty of it. Trillions of dollars. Black Lives Matter leaders buying multi-million dollar homes. Do I need to remind you that the people doing this were black women? And what's funny is they were half black and half white. The founder of BLM, a couple of them, mulattoes, they're as much white as they were black. But they claim their blackness when it's time to go get that money. The dinner bell rings. Ding, 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 ding. Come get it. So I talk to you guys all the time. I told you if I wanted to be a leftist and, you know, lose my mind, I would make it. Me and Elon Musk would be in the top of four. Kevin Jackson has now taken over Elon Musk as the richest man in the world. And then I'd be taking jabs at Elon. Look at him over there with his racist ex. Always putting out that white supremacist stuff. Yeah, that Elon. And I'd just be raking it in. I'd have a house on the moon before Elon. Oh, Lord, thank God that God gave me the brain I have, because, boy, if I used it for evil, woo. Anyway, multi-million dollar homes by BLM haven't changed one life. BLM has gotten that money, millions, billions of dollars, and they haven't affected the black community in a positive way anywhere. They can't point the finger at anything they've done. You think BLM really wants to help black folks? Hey, do you think Fannie really cares about everybody else when she's on vacation with her boyfriend? Do you think Cori Bush cares about everybody else? She could have given that contract to somebody else. Why didn't she? Was it a no bid? Because I'm going to bet you she didn't talk to another soul about protecting her life. There ain't people trying to kill me. Who did she talk to? Who did she send it out for bid? These people are crooked. I watched a group of people go to a Democrat. He was county commissioner or whatever, I forget, Dooley in St. Louis. And black people were there in droves, black leftists. And they talked about these set-asides. And I heard them, well, you're going to help us get these set-asides, you know, and all this. They ain't giving us all I do a construction company, and I want my set-asides. And Dooley said this, first time I've ever seen a Democrat say this. He said, let me explain something to you. He says, you got a seat at the table. They set this money aside. But if you think I'm going to give you this money and you're not qualified to do the work, you are out of your mind. I will help you get to this money, but you will be qualified. You will be just as good as that white guy. And I remember going, when did I go into the bizarro world where a Democrat was actually, you know, lecturing these guys on, you're not just going to get this funding. And I pulled him aside and I said, you know what? I've never heard a Democrat talk like that. And you know what he told me? He says, let me tell you what, Kevin. He says, you can't get elected as a Republican here. So he goes, I espouse all the values of what we're talking about. And I was like, dude, you had me at hello. But he's one of the only ones to do that. Anyway, Cori Bush goes on, I also believe in transparency, which is why I can confirm that the Department of Justice is reviewing my campaign spending on my security services. So now she's in full disclosure here. I'm going to be transparent. I'm not buying it.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.